Welcome to the Friday edition of the Drivecast. My name is Mark Fauble. I'm a life group leader, a prayer team member, and a finance guy for the LifePoint Westerville team. And I've been asked to share my story this week that relates to Habakkuk and how God had used trying times to strengthen the faith in the people. And when I was asked to do this, I immediately went to two stories, but the one that just inched out the other as far as a miracle and how God really came through for me falls back to a time when I was on a mission trip in Cuba. This was about 4 or 5 years ago. There were lots of guys that I really respect and admire from our church with us. A lot of the pastors were there, as well as some other good friends that I made and was proud to be with. But we were on this trip, and this had been my third or fourth time. And you know, per every time, whenever we go and do this trip, the men that go on the trip work with the men of the Cuban church, and we usually do some construction project, whether it's dig a hole, you know, build a wall, paint, whatever it is. Well, this time it happened to be putting a concrete roof on a building that was about 30 by 40 feet in my recollection. You can check with some of the guys if that was true. But the story goes, we're working all day. And in Cuba, when you do construction, you don't have Home Depots. You have old tools that you have to work with. We're on the top of a building, which is probably about a second story building by our standards here. And we're laying the materials down. We're using ancient tools, and it's all by hand. There's nothing mechanical. We have to move all of the raw materials, the rocks, the lime, the water. We literally load it by the bucket, pull it up by a string, and make a pile of it on the roof. That's how we went about setting this concrete. We had to move the bags of the actual concrete up by hand, handing it up, climbing ladders with bags of concrete on your back. It was just a treacherous day as far as the work that we did. It was brutal. We had worked all day, and the Cubans had worked the day before prepping everything, having all the materials there. Again, these are not easy to come by. You know, if these things don't work out, we can't just go and buy some more. You know, they're all that there is, and they're expensive, and the resources there are not plenty. So to continue the story, we're all working, you know, we're making good friends, but at the same time, we're working together, and we're making this roof. We're laying it down, and after I'd say about 5 hours of work where we've got everything set, the last of it smoothed, and we're about ready to be done, clouds start to settle in above the building, and it's definitely going to rain. And you can just feel the life, the joy suck out of everybody. Like, if it rains and it lands on this concrete and it is going to ruin it, it's not going to set. It is basically going to ruin the whole labor that we did. And we're going to be left with a ceiling that will not work. And there's not materials to replace what we had done. Well, John Myers and Mark Shields were two of the guys who were there with us. Troy was there, Palermo, and you know, lots of other good guys. But basically, the group of them said, hey, let's get a group of men. Let's go up on this roof and let's ask for God to intervene. And I'll be honest, my first thought was, this sounds crazy. But when in Rome, I'm going to do what the Romans do. We go up there and we join hands in a big circle, probably about 25 of us between the men from Life Group and the Cuban men that are helping us. And John starts to pray, and then Mark prays. And we're all taking turns praying, asking God to deliver us from the rain, protect us from the work that we've done. Don't let us be deflated. Don't let the resources go to waste. Don't let the enemy take this away from us. And sure enough, after, you know, several minutes of prayer, the first real miracle I've ever seen in my life, the clouds are still there, but right above the building, almost a perfect circle arose and it's pure sunshine through. It does rain. However, it rains around the building. You heard me, around the building. The concrete was set. Not one drop of rain hit that roof. The joy that was going through this crowd was amazing. People were jumping and high-fiving, and God was there. The Spirit of God had come, and we got to see that. And I tell you what, that reassured me of my faith in prayer and my faith in talking to God in corporate prayer. What was done for me at that moment was incredible. It set me through. It made me understand that, you know, we could have wasted an entire day. We could have wasted resources that were irreplaceable. We could have made a building that just basically wouldn't have been able to be used because the roof wasn't complete. But we prayed and God delivered. And that's how God used a miracle in my life to change the way that I think that I need to address him in my times of trouble. And I've learned to pray to him and ask him for help. And I hope that you guys can take that away from this too. No matter how bad things are, no matter how crazy it seems that you're asking, ask God. If it comes from your heart and the Spirit asks you to pray with him, you will be delivered. I thank you for listening and look forward to seeing you again. Thank you.